Tom Gallagher, athletic director, Ipswich High School, is here with us. And Tom, welcome. And we're coming down to the end of the school year. We're closing down on it here.
We certainly are. At this point in the year, we're always a little bit beat up because the year is long and it takes a little bit out of us. But it's an exciting time of the year for all of us, too, because we're gearing up for the state tournament with our spring teams.
Well, we have so much to talk about Ipswich athletics, but let's begin with a spring update. Both lacrosse teams at Ipswich have done well in the past, and they're doing well again this year. So let's go to the boys and then the girls and give us our updates there.
Sure. We're very proud of both the lacrosse teams right now. The boys team is sitting at 12-1, I believe, at the moment. They've got three games left. They're repeating as Cape Ann League small champions in the Baker Division, which is exciting. We graduated pretty much our entire defense and a three-year starting all-league goaltender who's been replaced by a sophomore this year who's played outstanding, Aiden McAdams. And the defense in front of him is largely new. So the fact that the team is as successful as it is again this year is really exciting. From the girls' perspective, they graduated a little bit more than the boys did, but they're at 9-4 at the moment. They've qualified for the state tournament, and they've got three or four games left at this point as well. So they're working on their seeding at this point.
Right, and the softball and baseball, both new coaches this year, and maybe some updates there.
Sure. Longtime baseball coach Gardy O'Flynn stepped back last year a little bit, and we had an interim coach who was our JV coach, Chris Tolios, and Gardy decided to come back in a limited capacity this year. So Chris has taken over as our new head coach this year. So we're excited to have him come up through the ranks. Chris is a former player here, a former student at Ipswich High, who also coaches JV girls basketball for us. So it's exciting to give him a head coaching position. With our softball program, probably a name that a lot of people on the North Shore are familiar with, Brian Seabury has taken over as our girls softball coach. And the team the past 2 years was, I believe, 1-35, and they're sitting at 6-7 right now on the verge of a potential state tournament bid. So very excited about what's going on in the softball program.
And Brian is the coach of the girls hockey team, which Ipswich is a part of, that joint team with Beverly, Danvers, and Ipswich. Right?
Yep, that's correct. We have three student athletes that play for the Beverly, Ipswich, Danvers co-op. McKinley Carpa, who is a very strong hockey player for Brian, is also a softball player for him this spring. So it's kind of exciting to have her working with him both seasons.
I guess Brian can't bring over players from Beverly and Danvers for the softball team for you guys, huh?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. Our numbers are a little low in that program, so we would certainly welcome any additions. But I think Danvers and Beverly have pretty strong programs at the moment.
So. Yeah, I think they're doing well. Speaking of numbers, tell us where Ipswich fits in numbers-wise, enrollment-wise, in the Cape Ann ballpark. I'm sure you probably know it, but where? I mean, you're in the small division of the Cape Ann League, and you know, and I always learn when I do this that schools move around a little bit, that I'm often surprised at. So where is Ipswich right now?
We are solidified in the Baker Division, I would say. We are one of the smaller schools. Rockport, Manchester, Essex, and Georgetown are smaller than us, but then we're that fourth team out of the 12 in the Cape Ann League. So we're not necessarily going anywhere. There has been a little bit of movement recently. North Reading has become a very big school over the last couple of years. So they were, in the not-too-distant past, they were a small school, and now they are one of the larger schools in the Cape Ann League. And some of the other schools like Newburyport, Hamilton Wenham, who was up there at one point, even Triton, their numbers have decreased over the past few years. So there's been a little bit of movement in that upper division.
It's funny. It's like you read my mind, because that was the one that surprised me this year was North Reading. But they have the new school. And you did lose Wilmington and North Andover several years ago in the league. They're moving up. So they passed a Hamilton Wenham in enrollment, I guess, right?
Yeah, correct. I believe this year North Reading's the number two school behind Masconomet, which, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, people would have thought we were crazy if we ever made that statement. But they've done a great job. It's a beautiful facility over there, the new school, the turf that they put in, the new track. It's definitely going to be attractive to students, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Tom Gallagher, athletic director at Ipswich High School. Tom, let's just jump back two seasons here, 1 and 2 seasons. So that would be winter and fall, and maybe just a highlight or two from each one of those two seasons for Ipswich Athletics.
Sure. From the fall season, probably the biggest one for us was our football team. Our football team back in 2006 won a Super Bowl title, and then we I think we lost 30 straight games before beating Hamilton Wenham to go 1-10 that year. And Ted Flaherty was a longtime coach here for us. He was replaced for 2 years by Greg Brotherton, who was a former student athlete of ours. Greg did a great job, but his personal and professional life just wouldn't allow him to coach any further. So Kevin Fassett was our new football coach this fall, and the team qualified for the tournament and really had a very successful season. It's the first time in years that Ipswich has gone over 500, which was a big step for us. And he's got a lot of kids that are excited about football right now. It looks like our numbers are going to continue to grow there. So we're hoping that this fall they'll be even more successful. In the wintertime, the boys basketball team qualified for the state tournament for the first time in years as well, which was really exciting. We had those really tremendous teams that Doug Woodworth coached for a long stretch that really they were winning league titles and sectional titles and so forth. But similarly to football, we dropped off a little bit there, and Allen's team qualified for the state tournament this year as well. So that was a pretty exciting time for us.
And I know historically the Ipswich girls basketball program has had some terrific success over the years as well.
Yeah, the girls team, they were a little bit thin this year in numbers. They were very competitive the last couple of years, but just missed making the state tournament. We have a new coach there as well. We've had a lot of turnover here the last couple of years, but Jim Burfoot is our new girls basketball coach and did a great job this year. I just met with him again the other day. He's already gearing up for summer basketball and trying to get more kids involved. So we're looking for that team to be back on the map next year too.
All right, Tom, let me wrap it up here with maybe a question on the Cape Ann League. And before we started this, we talked about some issues in the Cape Ann League. But one of the issues that the Cape Ann League as a league is going to address is sportsmanship. Put that into some context for me and what the plans might be.
Sure. As athletic directors, we've been concerned the last couple of years at the lack of sportsmanship that's been out there at several sporting events. There's been lots of high-profile events that have been out there within the Cape Ann League, the MIAA, College Pro, and so forth. So as athletic directors, we feel it's our duty and responsibility to make sure that games are fun, that they're safe, that they're appropriate. And as a league, we are going to start Cape Ann League sportsmanship summits in the fall. So we're going to start to train our students to help train our students and our fans how to be more sportsmanlike and look at things like cheering more for your team and less against the other team and laying off the officials and so forth. So I think it's going to be a big task for us, but we have a lot of great ideas that we're looking forward to try and implement coming next year.
I think it's very doable. I mean, if you walk by and you're at a high school in the afternoon, at any time during the year, there's just so much going on, you know, whether it be in the building, outside the building, and the games are just a piece of it. You know what I'm saying? You know that. And so I think it's a very doable thing, but in this case, it must be needed.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we've been unhappy with some incidents that have taken place, and it's something that we really feel passionately about as a group, and we're going to try and bring it back to really, you know, creating student sections that are cheering for their teams and, you know, less against other teams and players and so forth. So hopefully we can erase some of the bad things that have happened and put a pretty good stamp on that.
All right, Tom, good talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for taking the time to come and reach out to us here in Ipswich. We appreciate it.
Yep. Tom Gallagher, Ipswich Athletic Director, with us here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us on MSONewsSports.com.